Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Shadowmaker by Joan Lowrie Nixon. Narrated by Stina Nielsen.
Chapter 1. I woke when the German Shepherd barked, his sharp warning slicing through my dream. Without streetlights or moonlight, my room was so dark I was disoriented, and I fought to kick off the sheet that was tangled around my legs. This wasn't our apartment in Houston. Where was I? As I struggled from sleep, I recognized the excited bay of the Yellow Labrador far down the road, and the snarling, slathering of the Rottweiler on the nearby Emery place. As my head cleared, I remembered that I was in the old beach house that Mom and I had moved to a few days before. I knew, from just my limited experience with that row of hyper-fenced-in dogs, that not only had someone just walked down the road that dead-ended at our house, but whoever had come this way was still out there. We didn't have a dog, but we didn't need one. Those three were watchdogs for everyone on the road. The illuminated numbers on my bedside clock glowed 1:20. No one had any reason to be on our road at that time of night. Quietly, I moved inch by inch toward the glass French doors that overlooked the north side of the house, trying not to stub my toes on the books and shoes and other things I'd scattered across the floor. Before I'd climbed into bed, I opened one of the doors a few inches so I could enjoy the sound of the wavelets that slapped the shore and the salty, sour dampness of the night air. But now I felt an urgent need to close and lock the door. Just as my fingertips touched the cool metal knob, a voice whispered in my ear, "Katie, hurry." I jumped and squealed at the same time, and the door banged shut. Mom reached across to turn the key in the lock. "Don't make so much noise," she cautioned. "Someone's out there." We pressed our faces against the glass, trying to peer through the blackness, but the pale light from the thin slice of new moon was too faint to penetrate the shadows. The dogs, having given their warnings, began to lose interest, but they kept up an insistent barking, as though they weren't sure when they were supposed to stop. My heart jumped, and I grabbed Mom's shoulder as near the road a dark shadow shifted. "Something just moved over by the gate," I whispered. "See? Under that twisted oak tree? I think there's a person standing there." The muscles in Mom's shoulder tensed. "Yes. And over there, next to the garage, there's more than one of them." "More than one of who?" I asked. "Who's out there, and why are they here in the middle of the night? What are they doing?" Mom suddenly reached up and pulled the heavy cotton drapes across the glass doors. She flipped on my bedroom light and picked up the phone on the table next to my bed. "That's for the sheriff to find out," she said, and jabbed at the buttons on the phone. The dogs suddenly went into action again, this time with the Rottweiler working himself into a frenzy, the shepherd joining in, and the lab in the distance picking up the pace. The shadow makers who'd been outside our house were heading away. "The sheriff will be here in about 15 minutes, Mom told me as she hung up the phone. "I'm going to make some coffee. Do you want a cup?" "Sure," I said, and reached for my t-shirt and jeans. But Mom stopped me by wrapping me in a quick hug. "I thought Clooney would be safe and quiet. I'm sorry, Katie," she said apologetically.
"Why are you apologizing?"
I tried to keep resentment from my voice. I hadn't wanted to come to Clooney in the first place, but I didn't have a choice.
"We don't know who was out there or why. What makes you think they'd have something to do with you?"
"The letters," she began, and let her words drift into silence. I knew what letters she meant. Insulting, ugly things, some even with veiled threats, all of them anonymous, of course. It wasn't the first time Mom had received angry letters after one of her newspaper exposés had been published. After a record number of Brownsville babies had been born with serious birth defects, Mom had questioned the activities of the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?